And welcome to the Ask Sue Show. Sue is from Shropshire in the UK and lives with her four children. She is known for her two sides of every story shows and her quote, sitting on the garden fence. Ask Sue from Out for England, never mind America, gives a voice to the voiceless, gives spiritual guidance and unites advocates from all over the world for all causes. So with no further ado, we welcome the one, the only, Ask Sue.
Hi, good evening and welcome to the Ask Sue Show. We have got a Tuesday show again and tonight is going to be a little bit different. This is where all of you animal advocates can call in and you can promote your own pages, websites, groups. Maybe you've seen a story that needs exposure and you want to get it out there. We have got 2 hours of the show to be able to get all of these stories out to the world and give a voice to the voiceless. We've been looking for months and months and some of us years at the cruelty that's been going on in our world, and a lot of us have stood together to make a difference. And I can safely say, most of the animal advocates that I stand alongside, there's no other place I'd rather be than alongside you guys making a difference in this world. Every day we see all of the cruelty to the dogs, cats, animals in general, even to the wildlife in our world. But only us animal advocates uniting and wanting change can make a difference. If we work together as a team, there is no I in team. Even the Ask Sue Show is happy to share and happy to promote everybody that is to do with making a difference with the animals. Every single day we see suffering with dogs having, you know, maybe cut, they may be left to die, they may be put in boxes, puppies that are no longer wanted. And how many times have we seen the advert that says rehoming of a 9-month-old puppy due to having a baby? How can this be? That fur baby was once your baby and now just thrown away as if it was just another bag of trash. So wrong. What do you as animal advocates want to see the change? Me, I think about the fact of spay and neutering. Let's stop the problem before it starts. Let's not have that litter of 12 pups. Let's make it so that at the end of the day, we need to be stopping those people that get a dog to, say, get a female bitch, don't they? They then go and take it to stud. They then bring it back home, and they know that in a few weeks' time, they're going to have them beautiful and cute little puppies. Those beautiful and cute little puppies then make them a very good wage for that week. How many times have we seen, you know, we've seen a collection of dogs and stuff, and you look at these little puppies, and oh my goodness, aren't they adorable? They are while they're sitting in the palm of your hand. I can remember when I had a dog, and I literally got him from a rescue. And yes, he did. He chewed my camera, and he did all of these different things. But the years of love, unconditional love, and waiting for me to get home, and the being there when I felt a bit low, all of this for years. But we have got to stop where people think that dogs are here to be making money for us. They are not. We need to ask our governments to put in some sort of law or whatever it may be to make spay and neutering official. If you have a dog, you should get it spayed and neutered. If you're not going to get it spayed and neutered, then you must want to breed from it. So in that case, you need to be paying extra for the privilege, one, of having that dog, and you must have a license to be able to deal with that as well. Also, I wonder how many dogs actually suffer during giving birth to the pups, the people that are not experienced because let's face it, I've seen where people have had pups and they've not had a clue how to whelp them. Well, you know, we've had it where a female dog had pups, the bitch had pups. She was guarding her babies and bit a child. But then we had to fight to be able to keep that dog alive. And I'll be honest, we must find out about the story to see what did happen. But she was protecting her babies. What was happening with those parents on that day? And why did they have a litter of pups? All of these things, we need to be making a difference and uniting to make changes for this. I ask all of you to call into the show tonight. It's 347-327-9694. That's 347-327-9694. And you can come and talk about your page, your story that you found, anything that you want to talk about as far as animals and the advocacy. Maybe you've got an idea that you'd like to get out there. Please give me a call in. Tell me what your thoughts are. What is it that you need help with? Maybe there's a page you need more admins. I know most of you know that I've got a lot of groups and pages. If anybody wants to help me with admin. The other thing I ask is everybody must stop making more and more pages. We are finding it so difficult to share all of these different things all over the groups. So if you've got an idea of a page, why not just put it into a search bar first to see if there's already one? And if there is already one, maybe you could ask them if you could join as a content creator, which means you wouldn't be the top admin, but it means that you'd be able to post the links on there and help them. So please give us a call in, 347-327-9694. Also, you can email asksueshow@gmail.com, or you can go and visit the website www.asksueradioshow.com. That's www.asksueradioshow.com. We were talking about what we need to be doing now to up the game as far as Save Memphis. That's a story that has gone on far too long, and we need to be making a difference for that. To find the links for the shows, please go to www.asksueradioshow.com. Go to the homepage, and on the homepage you will see a list of the upcoming shows. Just click on the link and it will take you straight to the show for that day. Now, I have got a couple of stories I want to share, but I really would like you all to be able to call in today. A big hello to our TBGB and to Jill in the chat room as well. And hello to the guests. Please sign in to Blog Talk Radio. Just takes a couple of minutes and it means you can join us on the chat room as well. A big hello to everybody who's messaged me today. And also, I want to say a big hello to everybody who is actually on my Twitter page. It's not something that I'm always putting out there, but if you type in Ask Sue, then a space, and then Radio Show, you'll find me that way on Twitter, okay? Or you can type in at, as in the at, like an email at, Ask Sue, and you'll find me on Twitter. And we're doing quite well, 22,000 tweets, because the pages are linked to the Twitter. So if you're posting onto my pages, all of those pages are linked to Twitter, so your posts are going on Twitter at the same time. So a big hello to everybody that's on Twitter as well. I want to say a big hello to Catherine Savage as well. We are doing an auction for Cathy. She's not very well at all. She is a very big animal advocate. Obviously has been on the show quite a few times as the Ask Sue and Savage. And she has literally done so much to make changes. She's really got helped people on groups, pages, and all sorts. We also did loads of exposure shows, and I'm asking all of you to please join her on that. Let me find you. We've actually got the event as well for that. Let me just find. I can't find it this moment in time. isn't that just typical? Yeah, but you can join the event, and you can, there's also a link to the auction as well. So please go and join us there. And you can invite friends, and it's called For the Love of Catherine Savage. So if you want to just join us there, I'll put the link into the chat room in just a moment, except the wheel is whizzing around on my internet at the moment, and so I can't post anything. Okay, it may do it now. Let me just have a look. I want to say thank you very much to everybody who has been sharing the Our Sue Show links for tonight's show. I'm going to give you a shout-out in just a moment. It doesn't want to let me copy this link at all, so let me just see if I can sort that for you. But if you just go to Facebook and type in For the Love of Catherine Savage. If you type that in, you'll be able to go straight to it, and then you'll find the links to the auction and everything on there as well. So you can go straight to there. Let me just have a quick check on what's going on. My internet has decided totally not to work. I do seem to be having quite a few problems there. I'll have a look in a moment. Let's just go to the phone lines. Hold a minute. No, it just beeped. If you want to ring back again, I'll get you straight in onto the show. And it was area code 585 if you want to call back in. I don't know if it's just my internet or what it is playing up tonight, but it's not very good at all. Hold on. All right, let me also read this story as well. I want to say thank you to Pet Advisor for this one. Hero Canines, Military Dogs Honoured with National Monument. Each year, November 11th is the date designated by the US government to remember, salute and honour the military personnel who have served their country. This year on Veterans Day, a special monument is in place to commemorate four paid heroes and their handlers. The US Military Working Dog Team's National Monument at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas, at last formal recognition is being given to our once-forgotten warriors who gave their all. The National Monument was dedicated and opened to the public last week. The monument is set on a 5,000-square-foot plaza designation, and it's absolutely amazing. You need to have a look at this. It looks absolutely brilliant. And it's called Not Forgotten Fountain. And I want you to all go and have a look at that. Absolutely. Hi, sorry about that. We do seem to be having a few problems on Blog Talk Radio tonight. I do not know what's going on, but we'll see how this works anyway. If you want to call in, 347-327-9694. That's 347-327-9694. Give us a call in. Tell us about your pages and your websites. This is actually going back. I don't know if you guys remember. We did a big story about a lady called Denise. And she was the one who had, hold on a minute, who has her horses. But unfortunately, she was, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm going to say robbed by a builder. Do you mean it was a scam? She paid money and he actually didn't do the work at all. Anyway, I want to just read. I just want to read this out to you. Let me just go down a bit. Okay. The horses that were in desperate need, and I'm glad to say eventually we were rescued earlier this year, I'm told are doing very well in sanctuary. You may remember that Denise was originally from the UK, but came over to the USA to start a horse rescue and employed a... second, suspected any of what happened to it. Basically, instead of building the rescue centre, the builder just took her money and ran. Here's what Denise told us about her losses. I actually, and this is in Denise's words, I actually lost $140,000 in one fell swoop. The $82,000 plus was at the actual dollars he stole, the cash he walked away with. He was actually not arrested for the $82,000 of cash theft, but for the fraud that cost me an additional $60,000 plus. For a reason I don't understand, all these charges were dropped in a plea bargain and the courts limited it to stolen cash. That is why at the bottom of each page on my blog, I specifically state that it cost me $140,000 for a criminal act. He has to pay me a promissory note for almost $100,000. Can you imagine what kind of a court would tell? A friend in Colorado Springs sat and figured out that I had lost $350,000 in total, and that wasn't even including losing my ever-loving mind in five plus years of hell. Since this happened, Denise has lost all her income and her home and has been living on the streets for 6 years now in all weathers. One winter, she even had one of her beloved pit bulls freeze to death as she tried to keep him warm throughout the night. For several years now, she has been living in a mobile home with no facilities at all that has been condemned as unfit for human habitation. As it was several months since I'd heard from her, I messaged a couple of friends who had helped her to get the horses back, and here's what they said. When I read this, I wanted to post it out asking for help from the advocates on Facebook to try and get funds towards getting a better trailer to live and her truck repaired so she can do it. Here's how the friend describes her needs. Denise is not doing well at all. She was told that the horses are doing well enough, though. Denise is in awful living conditions and needs to find a place soon, or I fear she will die where she is without food, water to bathe in, and medical care. She spent all her money trying to save her horses, and she needs to sue the man who was charging her for caring for the horses, when in reality it was letting them starve nearly to death, but she has no money left to pursue a court case with him. And more info from the other friend. The horses are doing fine. This is from the other friend now. The horses are doing fine. We were able to rescue them in time, and they have been in permanent sanctuary for several weeks now. Alas, report they're in good health, having recovered from their ordeal. Denise, on the other hand, is in dire straits. She is exhausted. All of her resources trying to get her horses and is living on an income of a little over $400 a month. She is living in a 12 to 14 foot trailer with no utilities. She barely has enough food for the food and the occasional tank of gas for her truck. She is sometimes without a phone or internet access if she runs out of money before her next check comes, though. She desperately wants to find work, but even looking for work or going on job interviews is difficult when she does not have enough gas money to drive much, and even laundry and personal hygiene have to be rationed. I saw her about 3 weeks ago as I stopped in Branson on my way back from Canada to Texas. I took her out for dinner to ensure that she at least had one good meal, and offered to take her to a laundromat to do some laundry. I wish I could do more for her myself, but between the cost of rescuing the horses and the trip I've made to Canada, my budget will need at least a couple of months to recover. I live on a modest pension, and while it's adequate for my normal living expenses, these extra deplete it quickly. I would still like to do more to give Denise a hand up at the pit she has fallen into, but I will not have the financial means myself for a while, and I'm worried because of the cold weather is coming and she has no heat in the trailer. She desperately needs an adequate home. She does not need a fancy, and in fact a trailer would be ideal as it would enable her to move to where work is available. She has been looking at 30 to 40 year old 30 foot long trailers, as these would have enough room for her, but not too big for her half-ton truck to pull.
A number of them are available for around $3,000 to $7,000. The truck also is in need of attention. It is running very poorly and in desperate need of new spark. As that may have left Denise with enough to get her life on track, but that was not the case. If something does not break for Innovator soon, I'm afraid that Denise will become just another one of the invisible homeless people that live on the fringes of our society. In fact, she's almost there now. Denise has asked me to evaluate trailers for sale and to conduct the actual purchase on her behalf. I opened up a PayPal myself to collect funds for that purpose. The email for this account is homefordenise@gmail.com. I pray that we can do something soon, as Denise and Rhea are both suffering terribly from the mold that has taken hold in the little 12-foot trailer that she has been living in. This trailer would not be considerable habitat, but right now it's all that she has. Please, if you want to help make a donation via PayPal using this address, please do. homefordenise@gmail.com. I've spoken to Kathy today and I said to her about the amount of people that just like herself and Denise and all these other people that are struggling at the moment. It is so hard, so, so hard. I just wish that I had the money to be able to make a difference. I just wish that we could also just all pull together. How can we do it though? There is so many people out there needing some help. And it's just hard. What can we do to actually make a difference? I know we can't save everybody, and I'm not thinking that I can make miracles out of everything, and I cannot. But I just find it's very hard to be able to sit here and watch as people are struggling in this world. So maybe we could set up something where we all donate something every week, even if it's a dollar each, even in just the Our Sue Show group. We've got 3,500 people. If we all donated a dollar each, imagine what we could do. $3,500. So let's just say that every week we all said we were going to donate $1 into a PayPal, and when we have somebody like Denise or somebody that's absolutely being an animal advocate who's made a difference to other people and animals, and they get stuck, we can get proof of it, and then we can help them out. I don't think a dollar a week is so much to be able to unite people to be able to make a difference. Wouldn't it be just lovely if we could get in touch with Denise today and say, Denise, we've got enough money in your PayPal. You can go now and get a trailer. The reality is she would be back online. She'd be helping the animals, and she'd be joining us for the Voice of the Voices yet again. Exactly the same as Kathy, who I know is in the chat room and probably listening to the show tonight. Reality is this. We get Kathy sorted out, and we make sure that she's okay and she's well again. You know that she'd be back on the show, and she'd be helping the animals and being able to get this show out there as well. Just imagine what we could achieve if all of us animal advocates stood together tonight and all just did a little tiny bit each. Just a dollar each. Maybe you've got a good week and it's $5. Imagine if we all donated $5 each. What a difference we could make. I even got said the other day, somebody said to me, why don't you, Sue, sort something out? And maybe we could set up something like an Ask Sue Foundation. So what we could do is when we got shows on and we got a story like Denise's, we could actually go to the Ask Sue Foundation money that people have donated in, a dollar each or whatever, and we could just go out there and give that money. Maybe once a month we could say we're going to give to a cause, and we could have votes on it as well. We could vote who we are going to give that money to. I don't know. There's so much out there that we could be making a difference tonight, and I just think if we could all unite and put egos aside, stop the silly banters with each other and everything and be able to make a difference. I just think it would be lovely. No better way to do the show than to ring somebody up and say, by the way, we can make a difference today. Here you go. I want to very quickly just say a big thank you to Jill, who's posting in the chat room at the moment. I know Jill's worked very hard with trying to help Denise and a few other people as well. And it is really hard. I mean, there's so many that we're trying to help. And, of course, we're trying to help Kathy as well, who obviously is my, I'm going to say, wife, best friend, soulmate, and everything. And at the moment, I have got to put Kathy first because she has helped me so much with the show. But I don't want to just help Kathy. I want to help thousands of you. I look at Helen DeGeneres, and I think to myself, I would love to be her. I would love to make such a big impact like she does. Just imagine if I was to share a post today and it went to 8 million fans. Just imagine that I'm on Facebook and we found a dog at the ACC that needs to be rehomed today. And we could share it to 8 million people. Wouldn't that make a difference? When I say that, you know, I want the show to get out there, when I say that I want to become famous, when I say that I want to be able to have 20,000 or whatever on the group, every time that I say, please share the show, every time I ask you to add your friends to the show, it is not for me. It's for all of you. So that when you share that link, when you share that story, when you share your group, when you share your Facebook page, anything, going to more people. So I ask all of you to add to the groups, add to the page of the Ask Sue show, because tomorrow you may need the show to get a story out there, to be able to promote your page. So add as many people to the Ask Sue show group as you would want added if you needed it for yourself. That's how many we should all be adding to our groups today. Who is free and wants to give me a call in? 347-327-9694. That's 347-327-9694. And what we're going to do in a few minutes is we are going to be going to Facebook. And I'm going to give a shout out for a few of the pages that have been working.
Yo, this one here goes out to all my players out there, man, you know. They got that one good girl, dog, that's always been there, man, like, took all the bullshit. But then one day she can't take it no more and decide to leave. Yeah, I woke up in the middle of the night and I noticed my girl wasn't by my side. Could've sworn I was dreaming, for her I was fiending, so I had to take a little ride. Backtracking on these few years, trying to figure out what I do to make it go bad. Cause ever since my girl left me, my whole life came crashing and I'm so, so lonely.
The whispers in the morning of lovers sleeping tight, all rolling by like thunder now. My heart's on fire.
And welcome back to the Our Sue Show. Hope everybody is hey-okay. Apparently we're having a few problems. Can't log in, can't register, and can't hear anything. Not doing very well, are we, Patty? Big hello to Patty Mansfield. Hopefully you'll get in soon, Patty. Don't know what's happening there. A big hello to Emma Thornton. Hope you're okay. Sending some healing because I know you've been poorly too. So a big hello to you. I want to say a big hello to Enola, who's been helping with the auction for Kathy. So a big hello to her too, and also to everybody that it's all out. Right, hold on a minute. I was just reading a little message and see what's happening. Right, let's have a quick look in the chat room. I was just thinking during the break, maybe we could do a 1,000 club. And what it is, we all register and you all donate $1 each into the 1,000 club. When we've got so we'll do it, say, every month or every week or whatever it is, and we donate $1 to the draw each when we've got 1,000 people. And then what we'll do is we have a draw and the winner wins $100, but the $900 goes to a charity, whichever one we vote on. Do we think? I'm thinking something different. We need something different, and if people thought they were actually going to be in with a chance of winning something too, then that would be good too. What does everybody think? Now, before I start any of this, I will be needing admin to help me to run this one because it's going to be a bit crazy. But I'm quite happy to promote it, and maybe we can do some sort of thing to go along with the show. We know we could do, maybe we could do like a second prize and a third prize, maybe $25 and $50 or something, you know, a second $50, third $25 or something. You know, maybe you can, give me an email about that, what you think. Got to say to Alison, she said, that sounds like a great idea. Sue, I'm always here to help. Well, that's one volunteer. Big hello to I Love Animals. I'm trying to think who that is. I Love Animals. Let me know who you are. I can't remember. There's so many of us that love animals. Big hello to Jill, to Ratty BGB, to Kathy, and to Alison and the guests as well. A big hello to all of you. Excuse me, I'm just getting currently licked to death by my Rotty. How lovely and romantic. Anyway, let's go back. Do you know what? You're very quiet tonight. Is anybody going to give us me a call in and let's see what other ideas we can come up with? 347-327-9694. This is the time that you have actually got a chance to come onto the show and help. This is where you can actually come on and you can promote your page, your group, maybe there's an event you're doing, whatever it may be. Give us a call into the show, 347-327-9694. Call into the show and let's see what we can do. Any other ideas that you guys have got in the chat room, seeing you're not calling in, come on. If there's any other ideas you can think of that we can actually be making a difference, by all means do. Let me give you a link to, hold a minute. Again, I want to give this one to you. Because to me, it's very, very important. It is, of course, for my very good friend, Kathy. And I've got to say, an excellent load of admin on that page. They have been absolutely fantastic. Let me just go back because I've just got to have a look at this message here. And also you can email asksueshow@gmail.com. That's asksueshow@gmail.com. And let me just have a look here. Somebody's just trying to get the link for the show and they can't get it to work, so I'm just trying to message. Well, go on. Hold on. Oops-a-daisy. Can't even type either. There we go. Right. Let's have a look. Chat room. What's going on there? I just saw something. Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. Area code 470. Hi. Welcome to the show. Oh, don't tell me. This isn't going to work either.
Area code 470. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hello, Sue. This is Patty.
Oh, Patty. Oh, my goodness. Big hugs. How are you doing?
Okay.
Lovely to speak to you after all this messaging.
Right. Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I had an idea.
Okay.
I like your idea about the foundation. But
okay.
One thing that I would really like to do, because I think that I think that one of the main problems that we have is education. The
yes.
general populace is not educated. Your next door neighbor does not know anything about spay and neuter. They don't know anything about rescues. They know nothing. So my idea, and I've had it for quite some time, I've been so busy I haven't gotten around to it, is to have a central location where people can come and they can volunteer in their town, in their community, to go out
yep.
to police, to community. You set up a community night. I've done this for other purposes. You set up a community night, you go out there, and you educate the people. You just give them information.
Yep.
You know, you have to research and get all your information. What do these people need to know? And then
yep.
you go, you hold the meetings. You can, in order to get them in, you can give them little give-outs, things that you can give out to them to get them in there. And
yep.
you educate them. And education, to me, is the very most important thing that we can do, because
yep.
people do not know. Your average person, you go into, I've gone into stores, PetSmart, Petco, whatever. You stand there. People are picking up treats from China. They don't know that you shouldn't feed your dog treats
yep.
from China. They
yep.
don't know. One of the things that I'm a real stickler on is dogs and collars, especially small dogs. If you put a collar on a small dog, you ruin their trachea. You have to have a halter on a small dog. People don't know that. So I stand
yep.
there and I tell them that. And then they go and they buy, you know, a halter instead of a collar. So there's
yeah.
a lot of knowledge that we can give people, but we have to have volunteers in states, in communities, in towns to volunteer to go out and set these up and, you know, do them. So that's just
yep.
an idea that I would like to do. And I had
yep.
full intentions of doing it someday. So
yep.
if we could do anything through your show, that would be great.
Well, do you know what, Patty? We could actually do it. Obviously, I know what you're saying about doing it in certain areas, and a fantastic idea. But, you know, one thing we're always lacking is manpower.
Mm-hmm,
but,
mm-hmm.
But I say that, but then I look at advocates, and when there is an advocate down, or when there is a dog that needs saving, or whatever, advocates come out from everywhere.
I know.
Now, the only trouble with anything... Now, this doesn't just go for advocates. This even goes for just generally humanity itself.
Mm-hmm.
You will always get where there is negativity in it, right? But you've got to rise above that. So my
right.
thought is maybe we could start the education on the show.
Okay.
And as we do each show, we will put out there how many people would like to actually do one of them in their area.
Okay. Sounds good.
You know what I mean? So maybe
mm-hmm.
maybe we could talk about all the things that you've just been saying about spaying and neutering, about, you know, do they realize the effects that they can have by not spaying and neutering, and maybe we could get a vet in, you know. And then also what we could do is we could ask people to go to their local vets and ask if they have got a special day where they could reduce the spay and neutering fee, or is there a day when they can get it for free, or is there a funding available where people can get it for free and we could promote them on the show.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good.
Do you know what I mean?
I know we have programs, but they cost, but they are lower cost. Most
mm.
of your pet stores have programs that are low cost, and they have special days. But again, people don't know about this. People just don't know. It amazes me. I stand in pet stores, and I'm out shopping or whatever I'm doing, and I see people picking up, especially treats or food, and it's made in China. And I go up to them and say, "Did you know that that's made in China? Oh, is it really? They don't look.
No.
And it's killing dogs. People don't know. They don't know to adopt rather than go to a breeder.
Yeah.
So, you know, animal community, we know everything because we're here. But people don't even know we're here. Nobody even knows we exist outside of ourselves.
Yep.
And so, you know, if we can get the word out to the public that, yes, there are people here that know a lot. There are people here that can help you. There are people here with knowledge. But we have to go. I know this because I did this with another organization that had to do with children. I worked with children for many, many years. And I did a lot of speaking. And I went out to communities. And I did movies. I did all kinds of things, you know. That is the way to get to people.
Yep.
So
that's
just my idea.
Well, see, I've already thought, at the moment, I haven't got a car, and I've got to save some money up to get this car sorted. But my thought is that I want to go into, like, Birmingham, Manchester, and I mean, I don't think I'd need a microphone so much, not with my mouth, but I'm thinking of literally going on the street and talking to the people. You know, we can do shows so we're blue in the face, do you know what I mean? But I am quite happy to get, you know, like some sort of board where we can play films and say, look, this is what is actually happening to that pup that you took to a rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And show them the dog fighting and show them all these different things. Don't be pussyfooting about. Don't be worried about the ones that are on the street going, oh, my goodness, I can't look. No, excuse me, you just bred that pup. If you can't look, don't breed it.
Yes.
It's as simple as that. You know, I mean, I'm not being funny. There is people on the show that we list in, and you may be offended by what I'm about to say, but I get these people that say, I can't look at the pictures. It's too much.
I know. I see that all the time. Yeah.
Do you know what? Me and Kathy have sat some nights, and we have sobbed on the phone to each other, crying because what we've seen. But I keep saying to Kathy, and all of us need to bear with this, and I'll tell you some more about this in a minute, but we always say, me and Kathy always say to each other, we can't expect everybody else to share it if we don't, and we're not prepared to look at it ourselves.
Right.
And you get these people, well, I'm a strong animal advocate. I do this, that, and the other. I like I said to you the other day, Patty, there is the people that are happy to share, that's brilliant. And people that are cross-posting, brilliant. But I also need those people that are beyond that. The ones that are the doers, the ones that are going to get on the street, like you've just been saying, get on the street and talk. The ones that are going to put flyers through the door to actually make an impact.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? We've got to step this up a gear. But my all-time rant is also this. There is one set of people that tonight, if we got in touch with them and they said, we can do that for you, could actually stop everything that we are fighting for. We could actually be out of a job by tomorrow a few years maybe, by the time it all came into force. But there's one set of people that could actually change it.
Yes. I call them the A's and the B's. You know, they're the doers and the whiners.
Yep.
You know, I mean, the whiners are the ones that post, and I mean, excuse me, I'm not trying to say anybody is terrible, but there are the people that are out there out front, and then there are the people that are followers. There's few leaders and lots of followers, and that's sad, but that's the way the world, you know, runs.
Yep.
So if we can collect the doers and then teach the followers, we've got it made.
But my thing is the government, if we all got in touch with the government, right, And we made a big enough impact to the government that they had to put some sort of force on the idea of people have got to spay and neuter. Because surely to goodness, some of this money is coming from governments anyway. Imagine if we were to start having spay and neutering as it has got to be done. There was no ifs and buts. You had to have it
right.
done. And if you didn't, you had a large license fee because you must be breeding from them and earning money.
Mm-hmm.
Then in that sense, then we would actually cut down so much.
That's true.
You know what I mean? I mean, over here, we've got dog wardens, we call them. You call them animal control officers. How
mm-hmm.
much is that actually costing our governments right now?
Yes.
Do you mean? So, and you know, I actually had one person comment to me, and I'll always remember this, and turned around and said, yeah, but if we do that spay and neuter like that, Sue, we'd run out of dogs. Run out of dogs? Are you crazy? Do you know what I mean? Run out. I'm not being funny. On every single level of anything like that, you're always going to have the people that still breed or
mm-hmm.
get away with it or whatever. You know, we're not going to run out of dogs, for goodness sake. Do you know what I mean? But can we cope with this suffering anymore? Because I know I can't. Something's got to change. Something's got to stop and say that's enough. Do you know what I mean?
Unfortunately, though, the governments don't really care. That's what we deal with here.
Do you know
especially
what,
in this country.
I agree with that. But do you know what the problem is? It's because people will not stand up tall and speak. If we all united and went to the governments and said, right, hold on a minute, we the people voted you in, it is now time for you to do what we want, then they would have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
For those that haven't watched the film, you need to watch it. There's a film called Bug's Life, right? And it talks about grasshoppers and ants, right? There is a group of grasshoppers that boss these ants around to collect food every single year.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time they've collected all the food for the grasshoppers, the ants are tired. And one ant decides that he's had enough, and he's going to stand up for the rest of the ants, and he goes out and he finds a group of people that will help him to fight the grasshoppers. The moral of the story is all of the ants stood up to the grasshoppers left, and the ants lived happily ever after.
Mm. And that's what we need to be, is the ants.
Yeah. We're too busy following. We, the people, have got a voice, right? And it's up to us to actually make a difference. It's even with advocates. They will not unite enough. We need one big, massive animal advocate hub where there's a section for vets, there's a section for cross-posting, there's a section for fostering, there's a section for, and all these different sections. So it's organized. Nothing is organized. I look at some of these, we've got cross-posting dogs and stuff. And on these cross-posting things, you've got people arguing, well, I said I was going to do that. And, oh, that's not right because you didn't put a full stop in it. Or your grammar's terrible. What the hell? How can they be saying all of this?
I like the ones that say, I would take that dog, but.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, don't. It's you know, it's like I was saying just before in the show, it's the adverts that I see people putting up about 9-month-old puppy needs new home due to baby.
Oh, yes.
How on earth I keep my gob shut, I do not know.
Mm-hmm.
I could go mental. Your baby 9 months ago was that little puppy that was in your little hand and you're going, over it. Why do you need to rehome it? I can't get it. I just can't get it. I mean,
well,
you could probably hear my...
But it's the mindset of the people. That's why I go to education. Because you have to change the mindset of the people in order to do anything. That is, to me, okay, and this is me personally, that my thought is if we don't start at the bottom of the bottom, we're never going to get to the top. And the top is changing laws. The bottom is educating your people.
Yeah.
Because you can try to change all the laws you want, But if the people don't understand why you're trying to change the laws, they're not going to vote. They're not going to back you. Because the people look at animals as chattel. You know,
yeah.
We've tried to change it to sentient beings, but they're still chattel. One of my neighbors has a little cute little dog. It got out one day, and I was panicking. I mean, I panic all the time. And
yeah.
They were walking around like, well, you know, maybe she'll come home, and my wife's going to kill me if she doesn't come home. But they were slowly walking around. I was like, oh, my gosh, you know. If one
yeah.
of mine gets out, I go bizarre. Yeah, I'm crazy.
Yep.
And they're
yep.
double locked in, and, you know, I have all
yep.
this stuff. But people don't understand.
No.
So
no.
If we can do anything,
totally.
You know, on your show, if we can have a central place, you and I can talk about it, and we can see what we can do, you know, because
yep.
we talk enough. So I don't want to take up any more time on your show. I just thought I'd call in and
hey,
give
no,
you that.
No, no, no. It's absolutely fine. We've got nobody else on hold, so it's okay. It's fine. But, you know, and even everybody's saying in the chat room, education is the key. And it you're right.
Mm-hmm.
It
is.
If we, me and Kathy again, are always talking on the phone. And I always say, and this is my saying I would say to her, because we get annoyed by certain people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, look, Kathy, you need to understand that everybody out there is 3-year-old.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They do not read the writing. They look at the pictures. They don't look up the posts. They don't look at what we've actually said. They just share the picture.
Exactly. And do you know how many dogs are shared and shared and shared and shared that are already dead?
Yep.
Or already adopted?
Yep.
And when I share, when I first came on, I don't know how many years ago it is now, but when I first started, I did that because I didn't know. I needed to
yep.
be educated. And how was I educated? I was educated by being in there and watching people. I watch very closely what people do. And I'm the kind of person I can sit and figure things out for myself. Not everybody can do that. And so I watched and I learned and I changed, and now when I post a dog, generally speaking, I go into the thread, I read as much as I can of the thread, try to figure out, is the dog here, where is the dog, you know, all the information, and then I post that dog out. But I no longer just post, which
yep.
is what people do. They figure if
yep.
I post 900 dogs out a day, I'm doing a good job. Well, no, you're not. If you're posting 600 or 200 that are already gone or adopted,
yep.
you haven't done a thing.
Yet you just
and
waste
then we
the
have,
time of the other advocates.
Yeah, and then we have the people that post pictures. Oh, here's a dog. Okay, where is the dog? Well, I don't know where the dog is. So this picture of a dog that nobody knows where it is going all over the internet and wasting time because no
yep.
one knows where that dog is. And then we have
yep.
the people that ask questions that are already answered because they can't take the time to look to find the answer. So generally
yep.
speaking, what I do is I direct people to the answers or I give them the answer, you know. I try to do a lot of that. Rather than post dogs all the time, I try to help people educate, you know. I try to educate and try to help people find the answers to their questions.
Yeah.
So that's
you know
kind of the role I've taken.
Now, I can actually hold my hands up, and there's not many that will do this, but I actually hold my hands up, and I will say that sometimes I'm like, say I'm doing a show link or I go to a group to look for something, I'll look and I'll think, oh, my goodness, look at that poor dog. But I'm in the middle of doing something, and it's like I think, oh, just click share because it's out there. Now,
mm-hmm.
I go totally what you're saying. But me personally, and I'm probably going to get shot down for this, I don't do as much cross-posting anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I say this is because I think there is plenty of cross-posters out there.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually where I need to start concentrating on the show and getting the links out there and starting to unite people. That's where my part is. And me and Cathy one night, we were up for 4 hours, and we were talking about this, and we were saying people have got to really distinguish what their part is in what they're doing.
What is your role?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you. Yes, I totally agree
with you. And this is going to sound quite horrible, but you've got the keyboard warriors.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not knocking them. They are the ones that will do the cross-posting, that will do the sharing, that will do the tagging and all that. We need them.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got the ones that have got the pages who are actually making a difference and they're uniting people and all that. That's
mm-hmm.
brilliant too. Then you've got the people that are the rescuers. We've also got the, you know, the transporters and all that. They're all good. They've all got their bit. But you've got these people that are doing too many things, and then we hit the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exactly what's happened to Cathy, is the fact that she wasn't very well. We were working through the night on some of our pages, literally through the night. I was waking, you know, we didn't even go to bed, and I was saying, oh, it's light in the UK. 5 hours later, she goes, it's light in the US, Sue. And it's ridiculous. And this is the trouble. We've got to start thinking about helping each other, about promoting each other's things, not, oh, well, I'm not going to promote her page because that's what I do.
See,
no,
I do a lot of that. I do a lot of, if I see a page that's not being used, I will put it on my group so
yep.
other people will use it. I do a lot of that. And I guess it's because I come from the business world. I mean, when you have a business, that's what you do. Everybody has a role.
Yep.
And everybody has to help the other person. But
yep.
if you, you know, I know for myself, I was, I don't know what you would call it. I was called a liar or a cheat, stealing money, all kinds of things. Which you have people that do that. Because they didn't, the people that did this to me did not investigate. Somebody told
yep.
them I had done this thing, and I was trying to help a dog, and I got caught up in this, and you know it was bad, and it's been done to most of us. And
yep.
you have to research things, you have to learn things. That takes time, and people that cross post do not want to take the time. Just like the book that I have put out there for the auction. All right, no one.
Yep.
has bid on the book because they don't have time to read.
Yep.
Now, I actually put on that post,
that looks really good, but I don't read. I don't have the chance to read.
Mm-hmm. And
that's the
thing.
We don't.
But we rescue. You know, I have
yep.
five rescue dogs here.
Yep.
And so reading about other rescues helps you with your feelings. You know, most of the stories in this book, which is called Rescue Me, which will be out, I think, next week, these stories are all about the feelings that we've gone through as rescuers, you know, and how these animals have changed our lives and touched our lives and the lessons
yeah.
they have taught us. And it amazes me that no one has bid. I put two books in there. No one has bid on them yet. Because
yep.
I guess they just, and I just said it today. Well, either I guess you don't have time to read or you don't want to cry, because I know, you know, they'll make you cry.
Yep. Yep.
The stories are really, they're beautiful. And it's very sad
yeah.
that people just don't want to do things. So,
yeah. Do you know what? It's so funny. I can remember, there's probably three main things I can remember when I've cried. And again, it was with Kathy. We've done various things. And I can remember one was when we did about Buddy. And that was the dog that was totally emaciated. He was... oh, my goodness, got lumps of balls of fur, and he was
mm-hmm.
covered in feces, and he was just a big... And we actually set up a page in his memory called For the Love of Buddy. And I can remember looking at this picture, and it was 3 o'clock in the morning here,
mm-hmm.
and I was reading it, and the tears were just rolling down my face, and I couldn't stop. And I rung up Kathy and I said, Kathy, we've got to do something. Please help me here. I can't cope with this. I can't cope. And anyway, we ended up, I messaged, there's different ones that had helped. One was, is it Clifford Rescue? Clifford Red?
I don't know. I don't know that one.
I can't remember now. Somebody will bring it to me in a minute. And do you know what? I got in touch with him and I said, please, will you help? You know, have you managed to get him now? Have you got him? And they got in touch and they said, yeah, we've started to work on him and blah, blah, but he's not good, Sue. And do you know what? They messaged me to say that he'd had to be put down. He was in such a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd even was missing a paw.
Mm. I know. We see terrible, terrible things.
Oh.
Terrible things.
Do you know what, Patty? Absolutely smashed my heart to pieces.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And I'd even done a poem, and I'll have to share it with you. I did a poem about him. And every time I read that poem, everybody says to me, oh, my goodness, just send shivers down my spine.
You'll have to send that to me.
Oh, it was just something else. I've never seen anything like it in my life. It was just something else. There's certain things that just get you, don't they? You know, we see everything every day, do you know what I mean? But there's some things that just get...
Something because you'll be sitting there watching the timeline move, and it moves really fast. That's why when you're doing a fundraiser or an auction and I know I sent a note out last night, you have to post. You have to constantly do it or you don't get anything because the timelines move so fast that people don't see. So even if you have 25 posters, cross posters doing the same dog or the same fundraiser or that's okay because somebody will see it when if I go in it's down the bottom, I don't see it, I only see what's in front of me.
So
the more people that put it out there, the more money. Whenever I do a fundraiser for an animal, I'm every day, I do 2 and 3 times a day, and I have probably, I don't know, 400 or 500 groups that I post out to, I can post out to. So it takes forever. It takes me all day to do one dog. But I raise the money because I post so much, Now, with Kathy, people know her, but not everybody knows her.
No.
So we have to get that word out there and I think we're doing pretty good.
Yeah. Kathy, I was about to call you then. Patty, I found the poem. Let me read this to you.
Okay.
Because this just gets me every single time. And I'll tell you who else is very good at poetry, who I keep telling she's got
Kathy.
To do a book. Kathy.
Yeah. I'm going to do a book.
She is amazing. Maybe that's something else we could do. Maybe we could all do a book and all put a piece in.
Yeah. That would be nice. We could put it out there for sale.
Yeah, that's what else. I'm just full of it tonight, aren't we? Let me give you a quick read of this anyway. It's called For the Love of Buddy. I am watching. Hello, everyone. Nice of you to join the page in memory of me. My cries for help were heard. It's just no one could see. I just wish that they could have seen how much love I had inside. I wanted to give them all my heart, but they had never heard my whimpers or my cry. I don't know what I did to deserve this. I know I'm not the only one, as I can see on this page, but unfortunately, now that I have gone. But please don't be like my owners who did this cruelty. Just show the world what's happening. It's all about reality. I know the pictures distress you. Imagine how I felt. I would have shared all the pictures, but they didn't like how I smelt. I see so many suffering from pups to seniors too. What the hell is happening? It's up to all of you. You have to not ignore and don't pretend to be asleep. Wake up and smell the roses. Imagine I'm at your feet. So look into their eyes and tell me it is too hard. All I ask is for a share or a home and a backyard. All I needed was to be clean and fed. Time for cuddles, love and snuggle into bed. I see all these children get all these presents, but what their hearts desire. I only wanted love and attention. I was a little trier. I often looked at myself in the reflection of where I lay. I used to sit and look at myself with some hope and pray. I sit here and wonder of all those dogs all of those doing just that. sitting on their own and freezing in the old tin shack. Some with chains that limit them to see how far they can go. Even though they can hardly move, they are left out in the snow. I wonder how long it'll be before we see an end. But before this ever happened, write a letter and please send. Share the link of the page to groups and celebrities too, and ask them what they can and intend to do. Well, I thank you again for the tears that you shed, but please help me help the others to find a home and a bed. But most of all, find the care and the love and stop all the pain. Let's stop waking up to tomorrows to see more of these pages again. Thanks to those who shared me in my hours near my path. I thank those who tried to save me with such special class. I know that you did love me near the end. I wish I found you sooner. I could have been your buddy and you'd be my friend. So let's start the new year with some love and some hope. Let's stop this cruelty together, as I know on your own you will not cope. No, I'm right here with you as you share all this pain. I will always be beside the suffering to help them through all the strain. As I say a final goodbye, do not forget me or those above, because all we ever wanted was respect and to be loved. Love from Buddy. It was absolutely heart-wrenching on that day. Heart-wrenching. Are you still there, Patty? I think we've lost Patty somewhere here. Oh, yes, we have. We lost her somewhere. Oh, bless her. But it just gets me every single time that, you know, we have that sort of thing going on in this world, and it's upsetting. We need to be making changes, because enough's enough. Something's got to change. Where do we go from here? Who knows? Who knows? But all I do know is that we do need to unite and to be making a difference. And I will never forget that night with Kathy and looking at that picture of Buddy and thinking, how could anybody do such a thing? How could any human? For all of a sudden then, I don't know about everybody else, I suddenly got a big, like, but I just wanted to sigh at the world that we are living in at this moment in time and how much hard work we've got before us, but not just about the dogs, about everything else as well. It's hard, but I'm sure we will get there. I'm sure we will get there. I'm sure we will make changes to make a bigger difference. I think we need to carry on, and we need to be able to help each other. So I'm just looking here. Wow, Catherine's being mentioned on the Conversations with a Pit Bull. I don't know if I dare look, to be honest. It's probably going to be playing so loud, isn't it? I'm going to be going mad. Thank you very much to Tabitha for that. Yeah, it's just something. Kathy's got some amazing poetry, and I will get her to do that book one of these days, I can tell you. But it's hard, isn't it? I know there's days when we all hit the wall, and we try and make differences and changes, and, you know, I just want to make bigger changes. I don't want to just do this little chipping at the side all the time and having a go and all this. I want to do something more. I want to go and step up a level and do more of this. So, you know, let's all stand together tonight and unite. And, you know, if there's anybody who's got a page or a group or anything that you want to make a difference, please, please forward it on to us, okay? And let's see if we can make a change. Apparently, Kathy has been mentioned on another. My internet's just totally saying not responding right now, so I'm struggling like mad here. Goodness knows what's happening. But anyway, apparently she's on to my. I know Jill's just put it into the chat room, so go and have a look at that as well. Yep, my internet's just totally stopped right now, so let me try and sort this out. I'm not having much fun this internet today. I don't know if anybody else has done the same, but I think it's definitely time for either a new laptop or a new internet connection, one or the other. And I must just say that I've got my dog's head underneath the table looking at me, and his body is wagging. as if he knows I'm trying to help them all. If anybody wants to call in, it's 347-327-9694. If anybody could just tell me in the chat room, you can actually hear me because my internet is totally not working and I'm not sure if it's actually all working still. So by all means, if you'd like to, just let me know that it's actually working. That would be great because a lot's just crashed at the moment, including my chat room in front of me. Well, that's not very good, is it? Listen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a quick song and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. We'll have a little bit of a tune. And then we'll come back because it doesn't seem to be wanting to work at all. So this is for my good friend Kathy and Patty and all of you animal advocates because we're always on the mission. Everybody in the chat room. We've got quite a few in the chat room tonight. Of course, all them beautiful people. And thank you very much to everybody who is joining into the auction as well. I'm sure Patty and Kathy will put the links into the in for the event for the. Maybe we'll ask Patty and Kathy to put the links in for the auction event link as well. Put it into the chat room so we can all obviously join there. If you haven't already joined, some absolutely beautiful, beautiful things in there. So if anybody wants to, by all means, join there, you can. And let's see if we can get some bidding. Some beautiful things in there for Christmas as well. And there's a few people I think we need to hand shopping baskets to because they've bid on a lot of things. So it's going absolutely brilliant. So thank you very much to everybody who's actually made that so brilliant. Thank you very much to everybody who's done the donations as well. I know Kathy is absolutely blown away by what's been on there, and it's been absolutely excellent. And also a big thank you to all of the admins and everybody who's put it together. It's been absolutely brilliant. Just let you know, Patty, I've shared that poem to you as well. Well, I would do, except you don't let me out and do it on your timeline. Okay, let's go back and we'll put in your messages. Right, now, what was I just about to say? Oh, just sit and let everybody know. We're going to say thank you to Patty already because she's done it already. She's so quick off the mark, bless her. I need anybody who would be able to do me testimonial for the website. So if you've had help on the show or you've been on the show before or you've listened to the shows or whatever and you just like to put a few words together, it's so that I can actually put them on the website. So anybody new to the website can see what people think of it and how I've helped or not helped, as the case may be. By all means, please let me have a look and we'll put it straight onto the website as well. So thank you very much for that. If anybody wants to call into the show, it's 347-327-9694. Jill, if you've got international phone line, it's actually then free to call into the show. You ring 001-347-327-9694. So that's 001-347-327-9694. And you can call in on that. If not, if you type into Google American 1P call, it actually says there, and you can click a link and go on as well. So hi to everybody else who's starting to come in as well. Please join in. That would be brilliant. Now, let me just see who else is here that I need to do. Yeah, so that's 001-347-327-9694. Thank you very much to everybody who's been putting the links in, Margaret and to Kathy, for putting the links out for the event and the auction. That's brilliant. Let me just see. Is there any other pages that any of you guys want to share out there? Have you seen a page that you thought, oh, they're doing a brilliant job, or maybe it's a group, or maybe it's a website or an event or whatever it may be? By all means, give us a call in. Or you can post it in the chat room. And I've got no problem in giving a quick shout-out, and I'll have a look and go and like it if I haven't already. So if there's any pages, groups, or anything you want to share, by all means, you can post it in there as well. Oh, bless. Patty's so quick. She put, thank you, you're as fast as me. It's okay. I'm reading inboxes and looking at the emails and trying to do the show as well. It's a bit crazy. Right, is there any other pages that any of you want to share while we're on there as well? I'm going to have a quick look on the Ask Sue Show group because we're always getting loads of people cross-posting in there. So let's just give a quick shout-out to anything that's needing our help at the moment. Right, I've got to say a big hello to RatEBGB, who is always posting so well in there. Patty has put the auction album in there as well into the Ask Sue Show group, and that is so you can bid on that onto the rescue book. So you can by all means go and have a look at that as well. I don't know about multitasking, Margaret. We'll have to ask the other half about that on Friday, I think. Anyway, shush now, shush now. It's okay. He's not listening tonight, so I'm safe. Well, he said he wasn't. Anyway, let me have a look. Go further down. Let me have a look. I see that there's one called Feline Euthanasia and Urgent Albums for November. So well done to Rat. She's so busy posting into these. It's absolutely brilliant. And she's doing it again while I'm talking. Now, I don't know if I can copy and share all this, but if you go into our Sue Show group, you'll also see Star Destiny. She is looking for some help as well, so please go and have a look at that as well. That's somebody else needing help. I know, I think if I'm right, she's got animals and she's just needing funds for moving and all sorts. So if anybody wants to go and have a look at that. Florida friends needed to rescue Kitty, who will be dumped outdoors. Here we go. I found it. This is the one that Patty, no, that Ratty BGB was telling me about just before. So let me just copy this one. Hold on a minute. Oh, no, you've got it. The internet's slowed again. Hold on. It doesn't help when you've got about 10 windows open, to be fair, does it? Let me just post this into there as well. There we go. Have a look at that one. Please share that one. That's one that is in Florida as well. Right. Let me just have a look here. Oh, yeah, there's a UK pussycat there called Tomcat. Oh, Tomcat, sorry. He's missing in the UK. Let me have a look what else. Oh, and I've got to say about Jeanette Feldman. Yeah, she's Mikey's mum. She does a lot of the events with the, you know, for the puppy mills and everything, and their outside shops and all sorts. If you have a look for Taco for Mare, that is actually their page as well. So go and have a look at that. Let me post that in the chat room. Hopefully this will do it as well. There we go. It's okay, I've got loads open myself, and I'm trying to get all of these in. This is for Jeanette Feldman as well, so this is Mikey's mum. So if you want to just have a look at those. Let me go back again, go further down the page. Hold on a moment. Oh, yeah, then we've got one called Wolfgang, a five-year-old Doberman, is in liver failure as of November 4, 2013. Heartbroken Lorraine needs financial help for this medical treatment to ensure quality of life for the time her boy has left. That's another one that's in the Our Sue Show group. Right, Patty, let me know what's gone on with Steve. I've actually named him Peter on the website, I've just realised. I renamed a dog, now that's got to be a new one, hasn't it? He's 9-year-old male, brown and white, bull mastiff, and Patty's actually put a plea on there saying, please can everybody share. He came into shelter as a stray on October the 5th, very nice boy, and apparently he sings. So if anybody can help, let me, and that's at the Baldwin Park shelter. So if anybody wants to have a look at that, if Patty, you can tell me whether or not to... That's funny, I was just going in Patty's inbox and she put, please mention Steve. I hadn't even noticed what you put. right, if you want to have a look at that, if you look on the website, www.asuradioshow.com, you'll see that I've actually renamed him, but he's actually Dog of the Day on the thing. It's something I just started up today. Whether I'll get a chance to change it every day is something else, but we're trying. Right, let me just see. Oh, yeah, and then Jill has shared about Denise on there as well, so you can find that story again. Dogs looking for forever homes, that's also done by Ratty BGB. And there's loads on there. Just please go to the Our Sue Show group, and an excellent cross-posting group, because we have now got over 3,500 in there, I think. So... And if you could like to add, of course, all of your pages and everything in there, that would be brilliant too. But don't forget to share our show too. Let me have a look. Yeah, big hello to Tabitha. She's sharing the New York Warriors. That's a link in the pay in the event. Start again. I think it's getting late now. She shared the group into the chat room, so go and have a look at that. And Jennifer has put, I'm going to start a page, Coco for President. I'd say I'm not going to comment because I'll get told off if I start bringing political stuff in, but you can imagine my thoughts. That's all I'm going to say. Actually, I'll tell you all about the Hey Mr. Government page. Now, that's quite something else, but I'll just leave that thought in your head, not for anybody to get all stressed about. You can look at it or you can leave it. It's up to you. There's the link. Have a look. Right, it is laughing my ass off, I can tell you. Have a look at the page and we'll see why. We'll put that link on there for you, Jennifer, as well. Anything would be better than Nothing. All right. If anybody else wants to call into the show, 347-327-9694. Thank goodness for Patty today. Only call her in. My good grief. It's hard work, isn't it? Come on. Come on, everybody. 347-327-9694. Give us a call in. Email asksueshow@gmail.com. Or you can also go to the website, and that's www.asksueradioshow.com. Look, I tell you what we'll do. We'll have a couple of shout-outs for our own pages, shall we? We've got the Exposing Animal Rescue Shelters. So that's if you know of a rescue shelter that needs a bit of a kick up the bum today, then by all means, you can have a look at that. Let me go back. Hold a minute. We've got Save Memphis Continues, so you can have a look at that one. That is the one that we're doing on Thursday's show, and that's with, of course, our good friend Jeff Coltenbach. I don't think we'll have him in the cage on Thursday night, but it depends if he behaves himself on the show. Sending them up to them, because I know they are, you know, they've been struggling for quite some time over Memphis, and I know all of us are just about sick of what they're doing, so we need to be making a difference with that. Exposing New York, let me get the whole words. Exposing New York Animal Care and Control, the NYACC. If you anybody wants to join as an admin, we do need admins on that page, and obviously we need you to be able to update the page as well. So anybody who wants to join us on that as well, that would be good. Let me just go down here a little bit. Hold on. I've got to say, we have got the Ask Sue Rant Pants. Yes, you heard it. Ask Sue Rant Pants. It's a page where, you know, when you really just want to spill your beans about everything, you know, you want to tell the world that you are, I've just about had enough today. Well, let me just tell you, that's the page you can do it. Go and have a rant. You have to put a picture of your pants. No, not your pants. You can nick it off the internet. And then put it with your rant, and you can put some rant pants up there and rant away. Tabitha, yep, I will add you to the admin of that straight away. Always grateful for extra admins. We can never have enough admins. So thank you, Tabitha, for standing forward that one. I'll do that straight up the show, because I don't think I can open another window if I tried. Right. 347-327-9694. Oh, and Tabitha, have you got your psychic reading, the one you won on the ASU competition page? If not, you just go message them, and they'll sort out the reading for you as well. So, yep, Tabitha won the reading. That was through the ASU competition page. She entered a beautiful picture of bubbles, and it was lovely, bless. So that was absolutely fantastic. Just let me know if you can actually hear the show all right, because I've got a couple of people saying they can't hear the show properly, but I don't know if that's all of you or just some of you, to be honest. So please let me know. I've just got to say, and I'm going to read this, I hope Patty doesn't mind this, but everybody's always saying that they want to promote their page, they want to make the pages bigger, they're trying to get people to unite. And Patty's just said in an inbox, you know, she can't believe that the phone is not ringing off the hook, because you would have thought that everybody wanted to promote their pages. I have done it on Twitter. It's gone on my pages. I've asked people to share and all sorts, and it's still not thing. I do wonder what more I can do, to be honest. I just honestly don't know. I'm just trying to work out what we're doing here. Oh, it sounds fine now. Okay, we'll see how we get on. I just hate it when we're doing a show and you can't hear it or something's happening. So let me just have a look. I'm just seeing where we're up to here. Right, let me shut some of these windows down, because I've got a couple of things crashing around me, something chronic. So let me just have a look. We're just checking the emails. No, we haven't got any emails, but if you want to email asksueshow@gmail.com, you can. I can read the email straight out for you. Also, you can go on Twitter. Asu Radio Show is on Twitter. Go and join me on there. And then we've also got the Ask Sue Radio Show Network as well. You can join us on there. And if you'd like to be an admin on there, give us a shout. We can add you on there. And anything that you want to promote, etc., you can post on there. Let me just see what else. All right, let me just have a look. So if anybody else wants to give us a call in, 347-327-9694. There's only 20 more minutes to the end of the show, but, you know, if we haven't got any callers, we can always call it an early night because I've got a bed to go to at 20 to 12 at night, I can tell you. So we'll give it a few more minutes. If anybody else wants to call in, 347-327-9694. And also, please put your page links into the chat room now, and we'll give them a quick shout out before the end of the show. Do you know what, Alison, you're very true about Blog Talk Radio. It does always seem to have issues, you're right. Margaret, we will forgive you for going. We love you all, love you as well, and thank you very much for joining the show. You've been an absolute asset in that chat room again tonight, so thank you very much for that. Thank you very much as well to Alison, to Kathy, to Jennifer, to Ratty Bajibi, and to Tabitha, all in the chat room, and to the guests as well that are in there. Please sign into Blog Talk Radio, then you can join us in the chat room as well. If there's anything else anybody wants to add into the chat room now, please do, before, as I just give out any details that we've got, what we've got coming up. We have got, tomorrow we've got the psychic show. Thursday night we have got Jeff Colton back as we say Save Memphis continues. So give us a call in on that night, 347-327-9694, and you can speak to Jeff about what's going on. You can also, next week we'll be obviously doing the Manic Monday on Monday. Then we'll be having the same show this as today on Tuesday, and then back to the psychic show. So we're going to be doing Manic Mondays on Mondays. We'll be having the Advocate shows on Tuesdays, Psychic shows on Wednesdays, and on Thursday we still be having shows as and when they come in, because obviously we have different stories as well. So I hope for all, you're all okay. Good night to Kathy, who says, I'm running too, folks, need to eat and head into bed. Well done. She's going to rest. Excellent. So good night to Kathy. Thank you very much to everybody for joining us tonight. Let me just give you the contact details again. I am on Skype as well, Ask Sue Show. You can join me on Skype. We have got the email address, asksueshow@gmail.com. We've also got the website, www.asksueshow@gmail.com. And then you can join me on Facebook, Ask Sue, then a space, and then Radio Show. Join me on Facebook as well. Thank you very much to everybody who has joined us tonight. It's been absolutely brilliant. Hopefully we've been able to promote some of the pages and the stories. And thank you very much to Patty for calling in tonight as well. Thank you very much, and I will speak to you all very, very soon. Let's have a little bit of a sing-song now to finish the night. Thank you very much, and I will speak to you all very, very soon.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Talking if he
scruffy, bad scruffy. Get back, you flea infested mongrel.
Well, if I am my dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove on, got my mind I'm gone. Do you see the rays coming from my eye? Walking through the place, the Digimon is breaking them down. Me and my white dog, short, drill, and gassy color. Any caliber, do I think I knew, that's why they call me Pitbull. Cause I'm the man of the land, when they see me, they say, ooh.
Who let the dog out?